Serious situation. This is serious.
Hey, boy, are my arms tired. I just flew in. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lachey Show.
Wow.
Yo.
Glad to be back.
I'm Lachey. And who are you, sir? No. Before you answer, let me.
Please.
Can you be Tyler Perry today?
Today, I am the wearer of many hats.
And the reason why I say that Danny is Tyler Perry is because today he was the sound man. He was the cameraman. He was the producer.
He's
the co-host.
Yep.
He's the audio technician. And he has all of these hats today. And he did it all in flip-flops. Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been impressive if I was wearing full sole shoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Danny.
If my feet weren't showing, it wouldn't have been a big deal.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When I tell you we pay dues, we pay dues. We need to get rewarded.
I like the adrenaline of it, though, because if I had 7 hands, this would have been easy.
Right.
But you have 2, so.
Appreciate you, Danny.
I appreciate you.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. We got past that opening. My brother called me as soon as the song hit.
Really, Stevie? Yeah.
Yep. So we got beyond it, and here we are. I hope I'm in the shot.
Steve, I hope you're in the shot, too. But it doesn't matter. I mean, audio is most important.
You're right.
So what's been going on, brother?
Oh, I bring tidings of great joy from the West Coast. I was in L.A. last week. I had the time of my life. Like, literally every day I was there, it was fun. It was a good time.
Was this work-related?
This was not work-related. This was just me being a nerd.
Being a foodie / wrestling?
/ baseball fan.
Okay.
Out there. I'm going to bring up something that you probably never heard of.
Oh, God.
But I'm going to impart on probably a lot of the East Coasters that are listening to the show. Have you heard of the Magic Castle? I know it sounds like a strip club. But have you been to the Magic Castle or have you heard of the Magic Castle?
I don't know. For some reason, it sounds familiar, but maybe if you tell me what it is.
Okay, so.
I've definitely never been.
Okay.
But possibly
may have heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this place has been open for over 50 years. It's in LA. It's basically an old mansion type looking place dedicated to magicians. It's like a secret society solely for magicians.
Oh, okay.
You can only go in if you're a magician, like a licensed paying dues magician.
I didn't
magician.
Know you were a magician.
I am not a magician.
Oh, okay.
Though some may argue otherwise.
Mm.
But you can only go in if you're a magician or if you get invited by a magician.
Were you invited by one?
A friend of mine was, so we got to go.
Okay.
Now this Magic Castle place, imagine an old, like, imagine the mansion that the game Clue would have taken place in.
Okay.
So there's little nooks and crannies and bars and restaurants
cool.
and stuff. And everywhere you go, there's real life, real legit magicians just doing tricks in front of like 5, 10, 15 people. So you walk in, they only let men in if you're wearing a shirt, tie, slacks, and shoes. Women have to wear full-on gowns.
Why?
Because it's this upscale, it's like an adult playground, but you got to look legit.
The part.
Yes.
Okay.
So you go in. Mm-hmm. There's a bar, you get a nice cocktail. In the corner, there's a dude doing like card tricks right in front of you. He'll be like, hey, what's your name? You'll be like, Shay. He's like, okay, Shay, write your name on the card. And he's doing all this shit right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You go into another room. There's a guy reading people's minds. You go into another room. The bartender's doing tricks.
Did you learn anything?
I learned that I am 8 years old on the inside.
Wow.
At one point, my friend...
I think I knew this, though.
At one point, my friend and I were sitting at a table with a gentleman who did a half hour's worth of like very close up card tricks, And, like, I'm the kind of person where I like to suspend my disbelief and I like to be immersed in it.
Okay.
So, like, I'm trying to watch it being like, okay, what's he doing there? Is he calm and shit?
Mad cynical.
Yeah. But, like, he's like, just doing it. Mm-hmm. We were there for 7 hours.
I don't believe
Got
you.
There at 5. I left at close at 2.
I do not two believe one, 2 in the morning. You.
It was so much fun. I would go back.
I can see your face. Like, you're so excited.
But what's cool, too, is, like, everybody in there is dressed up to the nines.
What would you had on?
You didn't see the picture? You liked the picture on Facebook.
Oh, that's what you had
yes,
on.
Yes. So I was wearing like a blue blazer.
Had a little bow tie, like you were selling bean pies. I saw you.
Yeah. Like,
you look nice, though.
Thank you. It was cool because in no other avenue of your life are you exposed to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like, okay, we're going to a show, period. And you went out, you saw a comedian, you saw a concert, whatever. This was cool because you saw a dude 10 feet from you taking like a silk thing and turning that into a dove.
Oh, okay.
10 feet, like shit you'd see on TV.
Okay.
So that really made me feel like I was in another world. That was a lot of fun.
I'm happy for you, Danny.
Magic Castle, please go. If you're on the West Coast or meet a magician, go to Magic Castle.
Did they have food in there?
Yes. So you can't go.
You said drinks. I didn't hear about food.
You can't. You have to get a dinner reservation.
Oh.
So I ate like, I had some scallop thing for dinner. I had a
Was it good?
It was good enough. Like.
That means it wasn't.
No, like, I'd give it, like, a 7.5. Like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, I got to go back for the food.
Right. Was it expensive?
Yes.
Really?
Probably for two people, it was probably, like, between $150 and $200.
All right, Danny, that's not expensive.
That's expensive.
All right, whatever.
But you're paying admission, too, and all. Like, it adds up.
You know you. You you was definitely
calculating, carrying the one.
Okay, I spent.
Chill out.
All right, what else?
Went to an Anaheim Angels game.
Did you go to Roscoe's?
No.
What the hell you screwed your face up like that for? No, I bet you would have had a better meal at Roscoe's than eating
chain.
The nasty scallop
isn't
thing.
Isn't Roscoe's a chain?
What does that mean?
I don't hit chains. Unless it's like In-N-Out Burger out there.
Oh, so In-N-Out Burger is
In-N-Out,
okay?
In-N-Out, I feel like, is institution. Roscoe's, to me, is like below it.
Roscoe's is a staple. You have to go to Roscoe's. Do you not like fried chicken?
I like it when you make it.
Well, it's not complete.
That was the butter you up.
You saw I got soft, a little mushy inside. I mean, it's good fried chicken. It's a good buttermilk waffle. Like,
I don't know. I don't.
You don't like the match?
No. Like, I'm not going to eat. The only times I eat fried chicken is when I'm with you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
A lot of things. A lot of things.
All right. So what else did you eat?
Went to a place where we had stuffed French toast. So there was like
you could eat some stuffed French toast, but you can't eat no.
It was crusted with Captain Crunch and corn
flakes.
That
sounds disgusting.
Oh, it was so delicious. And it was stuffed with strawberries. So I ate that one morning. That was delicious.
Did you do your sit ups and stuff while you
were
out
there? Every day. You had to, man. But I went to an Anaheim Angels game. I'm trying to hit every baseball stadium. So we sat 9 rows back. Mm-hmm. My friend got the hookup right behind home plate. Have you ever been?
You always getting a damn hookup.
I know people who know people.
All right, go.
You ever been to that close of a proximity to the field or the whatever?
I, you know what, Danny? I can't say that I have.
Well, let me just say, it's another world. I grew up middle class, right? Like, you get whatever seats you can get type mm-hmm. thing at a game. When you sit that close, you feel the one percenters around you. You know what I mean?
You felt like you were better than everyone else.
No, I felt like I didn't belong.
Really?
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, the people all around me, like, it was a bunch of trophy wives mm-hmm. with the older dudes. It was a lot
who
of like...
You? Who were you with?
I was with my friend who got the hookup.
Hell yeah?
Yeah.
And just a random question.
Mm-hmm.
Does your friend...
It's not a random question.
No, it's just out of the blue. I just...
Yeah,
curious.
it just picked it out of thin air.
Does your friend have breasts?
We all have breasts.
Does your friend have a vagina?
My friend has a vagina.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
A platonic vagina.
Why
does that disappoint you? If I'm not fucking the world, if I'm not spreading my seed everywhere, you get disappointed.
Platonic vaginas are boring.
But they're essential. You're a platonic vagina.
I know, but I'm different.
Platonic vaginas are boring. Let's get that on shirts. That would sell.
You think?
All the bros would buy it.
Yeah.
All the dudes who wear tank tops after 6 p.m.
Okay, we'll work on that for
platonic
the next
Platonic vaginas are boring.
They are boring.
I
though.
Like that.
Speaking
That's a
of
good...
t-shirts, you know, we got the Lachey Show women tees. I don't know what's going on with my production staff, but they haven't been posted yet. But if you've seen the ad for the show for today, you sort of had on a little baby tee or whatever. We don't have any men's shirts yet, but hey, $20. Support the cause.
Please.
Anyway, can I tell you about what I did?
Please do.
Okay. All right. So this past Wednesday, Master Ace had a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Master Ace is a hardworking man.
Hardest working man in show business.
Honey.
Took it over from James Brown.
But anyway, he had a show in Philly, and I think the place was called Voltage.
That's cool.
I don't know if I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But anyway,
sorry,
it was
Voltage.
You know, it wasn't jam-packed, but it's like the people that was there, the love that they showed was like ridiculous. Like, he got some mad, loyal, dedicated fans.
That's amazing.
And you know, overall it was a good time because he puts on a great show. He works, like, you know what I'm saying. He don't just stand there like you know, a lot of the rappers out here. But anyway, I had a good time. I got a chance to reconnect, of course, with, you know, my family from ATL. So, you know, Lynette and Tierra was out there, and we had a good time, you know, and that was cool. And then when was it? The day before yesterday. Yeah. The day before yesterday was Friday.
Yep.
I went to a wedding party for some friends of mine's, Wood and Nina, and it was real nice. It was at this real nice, fancy one of those halls or whatever, and it was in Long Island. And then with that, I got a chance to reconnect with, you know, my old BFF Nikki, and it was just overall. Mr. C was there, and Kane was there. Shout out to Big Daddy Kane because his birthday was yesterday. And did you see my pictures that I posted?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hmm. Did you like my pictures?
I liked them maybe in heart, but maybe not on Facebook.
How the hell you gonna see and freaking scroll? Hold up. So when you see and you just sit here and admittedly say that I saw them and I liked them, and it didn't take no energy for you to reach over and click a motherfucking like.
First of all,
that's a hater.
It's not a fucking hater because I was honest with you.
But why? Why wouldn't you?
You posted 6 pictures.
So what? Bang, 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 bang. 6 likes. Isn't that hard?
Can I tell you now that I love them all?
You know what?
Will
I
that
hate?
Make up for it? Should I do it right now live on the air?
Listen, I just
I'm about to
say,
like all your fucking pictures.
It ain't nothing worse than
non-likers.
No. When you look at your post and you see you got 513 views and you got 70 likes, that means it's mad haters out here in this world. You sat there, you looked at it. And don't say you didn't like it. What was it? Nothing. You just sat here and said, yeah, you know, you look nice. Why you didn't click the like then?
Why does the like?
Why did it mean so much to you to keep moving?
I'm a thumber. I thumb through my phone. And I just keep thumbing. Everything gets a split second.
Yo, not for nothing.
I want to die.
Yo, do me a favor.
I'm going to like it right now.
No.
Oh, look, you and Mr. C, like.
Yeah. Listen.
Oh, look, you and Kane, like. I like his tie. Oh, look, you and your friend. Oh, Thelma and Louise. You know how many times I read Thelma and Louise? I saw it 40 times. I'm going to like it now. You happy?
Actually, I am.
Good.
But
what does it say about you that you get pissed off about?
Because
likes
I'm not a hater.
Or
that's
lack
why
thereof.
I'm not a hater.
It's not a hater.
No, it is a hate. If you sat there, you looked at it, and you know that it's a nice picture, why the fuck wouldn't you just click like? What would it have killed
my God.
You? I'm just saying, what would it have killed you?
It wouldn't have killed me.
All right, so just like right now, it took freaking less than 3 seconds out of your life just like it.
But if you like everything,
go on. Is that a problem?
It just slows it up.
No, it's not slowing shit up. You just said that you saw Thelma and Louise several times.
Right.
So that means you saw it more than
because you posted it to Facebook and Instagram.
You had an opportunity.
Oh, but you're legit upset.
No, I'm not upset. I just want to know what's behind the freaking hate. That's all I want to
know. No, but you're misclassifying it as hate. It's not hate. It's not like I'm like, man, Shay looks good. I hate her. I'm not going to fucking like it.
No, that's the extreme side of it.
What's the softer side that you're...
You look at the picture.
Yes.
You had to digest it.
Correct.
For at least 2 seconds.
And you're...
You looked at it. You digested it. And you took it upon yourself to take your index finger and fucking go.
Keep going.
You motherfucker.
Why is that motherfucker?
How dare you?
Because I know this is going to be a topic of conversation on the show, and we could talk about it.
What does that have to do with clicking a like?
Nothing, but I'm saying, like, why is it like an end-all, be-all of social media activity?
It's just not. It's just, I just want to know what's behind the scroll. If you said to me...
To me?
No, wait. If you said to me, you know why I didn't like it? Because I didn't fucking like it.
No.
Then that's...
wasn't that. It was literally like this right here, this phone, is basically like my newspaper every day. And I go through it, and I spin the pages, and I look at the sports section, I look at this, and I look at your shit. I'm a rare liker. It's not because I hate. It's not because I'm, like, holding a grudge. It's just like, I go through, oh, so-and-so's still alive, good. So-and-so had a kid, so-and-so went to a party with Big Daddy Kane, great. But I'm not liking. I'm just not a habitual liker.
Danny.
And I'm sure there's people that relate out there.
Danny, you saw my picture?
And I loved it.
Did?
I just didn't thumb like it.
So you're saying that the reason why you didn't like it because they just didn't have a love button.
Do you ever hear about those people where they say, and I'm sure, I know you have friends like this because I'm sure you saw them this weekend or this past week, where it's like, oh, we don't see each other very often, but when we do, it's like we never stopped and it's great whenever we see them.
Danny.
I'm like, that's the same thing with me. I don't have to like all your pictures to know that we're close and know that I like your shit.
Danny.
What?
Like my motherfucking pictures.
Okay. You like all of mine.
Oh, so you know this.
Of course I do.
You know why I like all of yours?
Why do you like all mine?
Because I fucking like them. That's it. It's just, it's really not that deep.
And so
it's not that deep.
My non-likes are not that deep.
No, that's
either.
Deep.
No, it's not. It's so not.
No, it is. But can we move on?
Sure.
The moral of the story.
Like your motherfucking pictures.
If you like them.
Okay.
If you don't like them, I'll fail you. It's not that serious.
I love your pictures.
Shit. That's why the fuck they made a like button. Oh Jesus, I need a Norvasc.
That's funny.
But anyway, so in black people news,
yes,
in Brooklyn rap
black
people news,
yep.
I got a little bit of, I would say, what I say, sad sort of news about a Brooklyn rapper, Bobby Shmurda.
Oh,
I know. So, of course, I'm going to start off by asking you, do you know who Bobby Shmurda is?
I could probably list all the things I know about Bobby Shmurda in one tweet.
Oh.
I know his name.
Okay.
And I know he has a dance. And that's all I know.
Well, that's pretty damn
good. I've never heard his music. I don't
know. You never heard the song that the dance is for?
Nope. Never heard the song. Never saw. I couldn't pick him out of a line of 10 people.
No?
Nope. Don't know anything. I just know he has a funny name and a funny dance, and people did his dance.
If you saw him, you would probably be frightened. You'd probably be scared of him.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I'm not
just
scared of black
that...
people. Is that what you're getting at?
No, I'm just speaking like right now as if I was Danny.
But
you know?
Is Bobby Shmurda like 6'6", 260, or is he like
like
me?
Nah, he looked like a round the way, like, thug.
Grimy dude.
Yeah, like that type of look. Okay. He dark skinned, you know. He might walk past you. He might be a little animated, you know.
Right.
And you might, you know, might want to clutch your wallet.
You
a little
put the wallet in the front pocket.
You may
lock the doors.
But anyway, Bobby Shmurda had an enormous. You're a jack. Had an enormous hit in 2014.
And he did a dance to it.
They did a dance to it. Yep. I mean, everybody was on it. It was like a freaking phenomenon.
And what was the name of this song?
Your version would be Hot Boy.
Okay. Your version is?
Hot Nigga.
So probably all the white girls in like Oklahoma who were listening is like, I love Hot Boy.
Right. Well, if you heard it on the radio, that's the version that you're
going
to hear.
Got all it.
Right. Well, whichever you prefer. So he just pled guilty and but it is what it is. He just pled guilty in this murder conspiracy case. Bobby has been in jail since December 2014 in case where more than 15 defendants were charged with various crimes, including murder, attempted murder, and drug dealing. He was charged with conspiracy to commit murder and several weapons and drug charges associated with gangs. So the deal was plea guilty to conspiracy and possession of weapons and the other charges would be dismissed. And he'll get 7 years in prison plus 5 years probation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And although you might think, what the fuck is going on? Like, this might be the worst thing that you could possibly hear, because right. I know you're from Roselle Park and this shit is unheard of where mm-hmm. you're from. And you might think it sounds like it's horrible news, but in actuality, it's really not that bad because, you know, it's a pretty damn good deal because he was facing life in prison. So think about it. Like, what? It's either you face life or you knock out that five real quick.
Like my, he won. He won.
Okay.
Here. But my thinking here is, why the fuck?
Oh, brother.
Why the fuck are you getting wrapped up in some shit like this?
Listen.
Why?
Let me just say this. Even though, like I said, he had the biggest record.
Yes, that's where I'm going with it. You had it.
Whether just because you got a big record, that don't mean you got bread.
But whether it was his 15 minutes or not.
I understand your point. Like, it probably seems dumb, you know, to be getting into miscellaneous trouble.
Yes.
When you got the biggest song out in 2014. But, you know, we don't really know everybody's circumstance like that. Like, everybody just don't. They don't have good jobs. They don't have an education. They have to just by any means out here in these streets. And I understand what you're saying. You know, is drugs the way to go? Is, you know, that street life the way to go? Probably not. But where you from, when you from like a place where I'm from, it's really just not a lot of options to eat. And I'm not saying that I agree with it. I just understand it.
I can say that too. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. But like, where did it go wrong? I always think about this stuff. When you hear about anybody, whether it's Bobby Shmurda or dude on TV that you just see a name on the screen, like, where did it go wrong for them where, you know, they are faced with this option to either go down that path or not, and they decide, I'm going to go down that dark part of the fork
in
the road.
That's the thing. We just don't know.
That really sucks to hear
about.
It is,
because, like, in most recent days, I find that a lot of people that in this world, even people that we come in contact with on a daily basis, are fucked up. I feel like mostly like eight out of 10 people are struggling with some shit that we don't have money for therapy. We don't have therapy is my homegirl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It could be something that I've lacked when I was younger. Maybe it was a fact that I felt like I ain't get enough hugs. Maybe it was a fact that, you know, I wonder why nobody has a picture of me or whatever when I was a little girl, or like it could be something that an individual lacks that makes you feel that you need to go somewhere which is not positive. You know, who knows? But it's a sad situation. And I know, like, a lot of people, especially, you know, white people, was looking at this like, oh, well, why would he be involved with whatever? Like, he deserved it because, you know, whatever. But just like I said earlier, I don't maybe not agree with it. You don't know people's circumstance. That's all I'm saying.
I guess my question is, okay, so he got this sweetheart of a deal, right?
Okay.
Compared to his life sentence. Do you think that he got the biggest, brassiest legal team because of the money he maybe was coming in?
I don't really think that he made that much money off of it.
No?
The music industry is not like how it was.
It's different.
15 years
it's
ago.
It's on its head.
You know what
right
I'm
now.
Saying? He got a real big record. How you make money nowadays is not by the amount of spins you have.
You're on the road.
The shows that you make. Now, I don't know how many shows. He been in jail for freaking almost 2 years.
Right.
So how many shows could he have possibly done?
But I'm saying, okay, if you have a bunch of people implicated and then you yourself are facing life, how do you get a life sentence knocked down to five?
Because I guess it was a matter of they didn't have certain evidence on his particular
sufficient shit
correct
to get him.
And so since December 2014 is when he was initially locked up. It's real out here.
Now here's the question.
He's done 20 months.
Does he come back in 5 years or whatever?
Right.
And have does he come back hot, or does he come back and burrow his head in the ground and you don't hear from him again?
We don't know.
What do you think?
Well, I think that with the reputation of what he put out last, he has a strong possibility to come out with another banger. If it matches what we're doing 5 years from now.
Right, if it's with the landscape
correct
of what's going on.
Correct. I mean, like, look at Remy Ma. She...
We talked about her on the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, feel. Sometimes it feels like I'm talking to myself. Remy Ma went and did a bid, and she did 8 years, and she came out with a freaking banger, and she's doing shows, and she's getting her life back on track. So we can't say that it's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's very possible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is what it is. So anyway, from the 7 years that he was offered, he's going to really just do 5 because he did 20 months time served. I think that his lawyers advised him the right thing because they knew that if he took it to trial, he would never get a sympathetic jury.
And he probably wouldn't get that jury with that favorable jury with a name like Bobby Shmurda.
Probably not. Probably not. And by the way, one of the 15 defendants involved got 50 years. So
they had, he had a lot of sufficient evidence on him.
Most likely. The timing of it is like really, really fucked up. You know, when you like one of the hottest things out here.
Yeah. That sucks. I mean, I think about that. I mean, we don't know the timeline or whatever, but I'm thinking, okay, likely he came from nothing. He had a big fucking hit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden your stock's like this. And I'd imagine in the midst of all that, this shit goes on.
Right, because we don't know what happened. He probably was trying to get his life right. He probably was going to church. Whoever, we don't know. But he probably was in the middle of something and trying to tie up loose ends.
It was the parallel path of like my rise and this shit.
Exactly. Like, we don't know what the really deal was. Then we got this girl out named Young M.A. out right now with this song called Ooh. I know, but you got to do your homework. But you got to do your homework anyway, just because, like, it's like the hottest record out as far as hip hop record. Mm-hmm. And she's from Brooklyn too, so I feel a little proud. And, you know, it's got the same drum track as...
Oh, cool.
Sort of cool. It's like identical.
I mean,
almost.
At least you know.
But anyway,
at least you know what the people like.
Yeah. Well, it was a decent recipe because it's winning as well.
Right.
And you know, it's just sad. He's 22 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, but you listen. Hopefully, he could come home in 5 years and give us another banger. You know, he'll still be young. You know, he'll be your age when he comes out. So, you can still get your life right.
True.
At 27, 28.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Also in Brooklyn rapper jail news.
What a niche we're hitting today. All you Brooklyn jail rap fans.
Oh, God. I don't know why does it have to be like this. It just is. Brooklyn rapper Designer. We've discussed Designer, mm-hmm. haven't we? Okay. Designer also has an enormous record mm-hmm. named Panda, mm-hmm. and I've threatened to give you that homework.
Still never heard it. Knock on wood.
Maybe that should be.
I'm gonna get through 2016 not having heard that song.
You think? I don't think so.
I'm not.
You know why?
And no, I'm glad you said that because I know you had the song set for today. Probably. We're not calling an audible. How about you just be nice and talk about Designer?
How about this? I won't give you Panda as homework tonight.
Uh huh.
But you're gonna get fucking Panda.
Maybe we should do like a
wager. I've been too nice to you lately.
Maybe we should do like a wager where if I lose that wager, I have to do Panda 1 week. But we'll think about that wager. That might be fun.
Right.
Maybe have the audience come up with a wager where if I lose, I have to do Panda. And if I win, something.
Like in your boxers?
I don't know.
Push-ups?
I don't know about all that.
No? All right. Anyway, it was just
I'm a mathlete, not an athlete.
All right. Here we go. But anyway, Designer was arrested Thursday night in New York City in a road rage incident that led to felony. I know, it's so sad. Felony drug and weapon charges. The driver of the other car, they called 911 and claimed that Designer pulled a gun out on him. The driver also took down the license plate number, and Designer and 4 others was arrested, and all 5 of them was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and criminal possession of drugs with intent to sell. And you say what, caller?
I say why? I say, like, I get the whole you can take the guy out of the ghetto, you can't take the ghetto out of the dude.
What are you asking?
Like, why the fuck do people have to do this shady shit? Like, I get it. There's not a lot of options and this and that. Like, I may be the most ignorant person, and there's probably, like, a lot of...
Because people from the hood don't have the same opportunities...
I understand.
...that you have, and...
But also... A lot of people don't have the same opportunities that are now at Designer's expense that he has at his disposal. So why Designer, who's trying through music
I'm not taking up
to
for
get
it.
The fuck out, is still wrapping himself up in this shit. Like, that's just, it's a shame. I'm not like wagging my finger as a white dude being like, oh, he's doing shit. I'm just saying, like, man, that's a fucking shame that this is a dude trying to get the fuck out, okay. I would imagine.
What I do understand what you're saying is that whether he's involved with the drugs, whether he's involved with selling the drugs, mm-hmm. whether he had a how about this? Whether you had it in your possession or not, why are you around people?
Exactly.
That, like, yes. We got the biggest songs on the charts right now. Like, we got to really try to focus on another path.
Here's what I think. Like, you ever hear about some of those big drug kingpins? Those guys never lifted a finger. They never pulled a gun out. They never shot anybody.
They're not that, Danny.
They're people. Hear me out, though. When they were in power, they'd have their minions
right.
do all the dirty work. If I'm getting on the rise, I'm trying to get the fuck out. He has a crew. Have Joey or some dude distribute the drugs.
This is you assuming that he's on a big level.
He's on a bigger level than most people probably in his circle. Yes or no?
He's on a bigger level as far as being a rapper. It's how do you know he's on a big level as far as being on a drug level? Like, you don't know that.
There's always somebody beneath you at the drug level.
Always?
I would imagine. I watch The Wire.
Ass. Well, anyway, he was 24 hours later. He was released. The DA dropped the felony gun charge. But he's not really completely out of the woods. For one, the vehicle was searched, so there was no gun. You know, they be trying to get that gun charge. That's a serious charge.
They don't fuck with guns.
Honey?
New York. It was New York, right?
It was New York.
They don't fuck with guns.
And the intent to sell was because in the SUV, you know what was in there, huh? Oxycontin, methadone, steroids.
And I'm sure it was like two vials and two pills only, right?
It was actually an abundance.
Ah.
But I don't know. I'm not, you know the laws like that, but I just feel like none of this is gonna stick. Why? Because it was in the car. Like, it wasn't on him. He was a passenger.
Right.
You know, all you need is one of those fancy Jew lawyers and
ooh.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Fancy Jew lawyer.
If I get a case or a drug case or any type of case, that's what I need.
A fancy
Jew lawyer. I want a fancy Jew lawyer. Critics opinion.
Listen up, kids.
Listen. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know. I just wish the best for these dudes. I see Designer Perform, by the way, and
any good? Compared to Master Ace.
It's not no comparison.
No comparison.
No comparison. Right, so he doesn't that's on two different
he doesn't
levels.
Hold a candle to Master Ace. Not many do. So was he one of those dudes that...
I'm not saying that because Master Ace is my husband. I'm saying that because...
No, I'm not either. Let's go on a little tangent here because I've spoken with Master Ace about this. I've been to hip-hop shows in my life before I met you guys. And you go there, it's the dude with the laptop, and then there's the other dude with the mic.
Are you referring to the DJ?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But, yeah.
It's the DJ. Okay.
And then the other dude with the mic, and they just kind of sway or get the crowd. They're barely singing. They're barely rapping their own words. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they got their own track playing behind it.
The track.
Which kills me.
Lip singing. Kills me. That's what it's called.
And then they just expect the check. And they put hardly any work in. They're going off iTunes, probably.
Right.
And it's nothing... there's no performance aspect to it. Mm-hmm. You go to a Master Ace show, there is...
You're getting your money's worth.
You're fucking A right you are.
Because...
He's sweating. He's putting in a workout. Like, you appreciate that. When you go out to a show, you want to see somebody take their heart out of the chest, put it on the table and say, yo, watch me for an hour.
But...
And put it back in.
Exactly. So that's why I said it's two different animals.
Agreed. But okay, go back
to
your designer.
He's going
to
give you your money's worth. Designer is different. He's jumping up and down on the stage and... Honestly, the guy's truth, I don't understand half of the shit he's saying. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of like, when I heard about the Oxycontin and the methadone and all of that, didn't surprise me.
Right.
Because, like, I don't know, something ain't
There's
all
some
the way
cocktail
right.
going on.
Yeah, it's something ain't right. Even when he's talking in his regular speaking voice, mm-hmm. I don't understand half the shit he's saying anyway. So.
Is it mumbling? What is it? I've literally never heard him...
It's a company. Well, I can't say it's mumbling because he's usually yelling.
Oh.
It's just inaudible. Like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying at all. Like, just do me a favor. Just Google something of him.
I will.
Or whatever. And, yo, all I got to say is, Designer, you got to chill. Mm. What else we got? This is another interesting story that we came across. a man that said that he would rather go to jail than to be with his wife.
Mm. Tragic.
Did you hear? What shit gotta be pretty damn bad.
What must be going on for somebody to say, I'd rather three warm meals and a cot.
Three hots and a cot?
Yep.
It's some type of abuse. Not necessarily. Don't, when you hear abuse, don't think it's somebody bashing you in the head.
You just think it's everyday emotional
abuse. It could be like psychological. It could be,
Larry, you gained weight. Like, yeah, shit like that.
Well, when are you going to fix this? You yeah. keep saying you're going to fix it and you're sitting on your ass all day.
Why can't we go on vacation?
Oh, do you think I look pretty? I don't know what it could be, but maybe it wasn't even something like that. It probably wasn't even something that light. It probably right. was like some mad, annoying mm-hmm. shit. Like from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed.
Well, the funny thing is, this dude that committed this crime is 70 years old.
Okay.
So this man went into a bank.
Mm-hmm.
He told the teller that he had a gun.
70 years old, by
70
way.
Years old.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the bank, told the teller he had a gun, asked for the money. This woman did not want to end her life, so she gave him $3,000.
Okay.
That she had in her till, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Her till.
Takes the money from her.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of like fleeing the scene as any robber, whether you're like an expert or a novice, would do.
Right.
This guy sits down in the bank, waits for the cops.
Right, in the lobby.
And the cops come and take him. And he says, yeah, like, I'd rather be, you please take me away, you know, book me.
Yes, than for lock me,
to,
me up.
Than for me to go home to my wife. That's fucking priceless. That's some Archie Bunker shit. That's like, you know, I love that. But yeah, what could be going on at home for this guy to say, oh my God, please take me away. Like, yes.
Like, he doesn't ever want to. Now, robbery is not like,
it's not light.
No light charge.
Yeah, he wasn't smoking weed in a parking lot.
Exactly.
Right.
So what happened was that the police came, and when the investigators asked why he did it, he said that him and his wife had an argument and that he would rather be in jail, and he was charged with bank robbery. And at that particular point, he was going to face up to 20 years.
Basically life for him.
And he's been with his wife, just so you know, for 33 years.
Ugh.
And the funny thing about it, too, was that when he decided to write the note to the teller, he wrote it, like, right in front of his wife. Like, this is what I'm going to do because I'm fucking sick of you. And I guess my question is, it's like, could divorce have been an option?
Yeah, you've been at, like, this almost half your life.
Right.
Like, did it just start being bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you hear about it all the time. If a husband and wife, or even boyfriend and girlfriend, they get into a thing, one of them will be like, man, I just want to get the fuck out of my face.
Right.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
But why can't you just leave?
This guy literally put his money where his mouth was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
For real.
Watch me. Wow. That's ballsy.
Like, for him to do that instead of, like, separating or leaving. Maybe right. It was about finances. Maybe he couldn't do it.
Maybe.
Who knows? We don't know people's story. But anyway, his name was Ripple. And that's his last name. And the feds dropped. They deaded his little plot because the court's records show that Ripple tried a different plot previously with the same exact judge. And the judge ordered the defendant to be released from jail on his own recognizance. So my question again is, you get released for a bank robbery?
Because being with your wife is a worse sentence. But you want to talk about magicians.
You're saying being with your wife is a worse sentence, so why do you release him?
Because he's saying jail is a step up for you.
Why waste taxpayers' money?
Yes.
But at the same point, do you think that would have happened if he was black?
I don't know.
Another pure case of white privilege.
That's you. That's no, you
talking. Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
A robbery, Danny?
Yeah, that's fucked up. I said, you want to talk about magicians, this guy pulling off a robbery and then being like, okay, honey, I'm home right after. That's something.
I guess if you think about it, it's better than killing her ass.
True. Burying her in the backyard and shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
He's still, the bottom line is that he still wound up being punished.
He's a guy who I'd love to hear a podcast from. Imagine if you had an hour a week out of this guy. He's like, all right, you want to hear what fucking happened today? She heard about the leaky sink or like something, you know, like I could listen to this guy, bitch, for an hour a week. That'll be funny shit. Tried to rob a bank today. Like, Imagine.
Lord have mercy.
That's some shit right there.
There was a saying that from Proverbs that it's better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
I believe that.
That's mad deep.
I believe that. Very true.
What else we got today? What else we got? Oh, we got some more jail news.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lil Wayne.
My favorite.
You love Lil Wayne,
don't
you?
I
don't
know anything about Lil Wayne.
This is like a jail show.
The jail show.
Have you ever been in jail, Danny?
Are you kidding? I've seen Rahway. I've seen Rahway State Prison. I've driven by it a bunch, but that's about
scared
it.
Scared straight?
My brother worked at a jail. That's the closest I've ever
that's
gotten.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Little Wayne this past week was...
Little Wayne has served time, right? Maybe?
Yes.
At least a night.
I think he did like an 8-year bid.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, he did a strong one.
Good for him.
But anyway, Little Wayne was in his bed sleeping when he heard that the police was in his house. Whatever for, you ask? The Miami Beach police responded to a call last week of an unknown male shot and bleeding in Little Wayne's home.
Wow.
Now, look at your eyebrows. Why are they going in? Why, I don't understand.
Because that sounds like some serious shit.
When they arrived, they came through an unlocked garage door and found Wayne sleeping in his bed at 3:00 in the afternoon. Must be nice, huh?
That sounds normal
for
him.
When's the last time I slept in the bed till 3:00 in the afternoon?
Probably decades, right?
Decades. Anyway, initially, he gave the cops permission for a K-9 unit to search. But moments later, he just started screaming and breaking. He was like, yo, I'm tired of this shit. Like, just take me to jail. So they cuffed him.
Oh, God.
And they did that. They did just that. So, nevertheless, they didn't find anything and they let him go. And he calmed down and he eventually was like, you know, I'm sorry I broke fool on y'all. I understand y'all doing your job or whatever. But what was so funny is that, to me, how they just responded just from a random call saying that somebody was shot in Lil Wayne's house. And then they said that the same exact thing happened last year, that someone reported that 4 people were shot in his home. And again, it was a hoax. Like, is that what we doing now? Like, cops just take random calls for granted? Like, we living in a time where there's caller ID. We don't check our sources or we just go and we just react because it's a rapper.
Like, I feel like it's probably a slippery slope. Because think about... If you, I'm just trying to think of an example. Like, if you're driving on the road and you see something happen and you just call from your cell phone and you're like, I was just driving by, somebody got hit. Like, they probably have to respond to everything. I'm not trying to, like, give it any credence.
I don't care either way.
But I'm just saying, like, if you're the LA, oh, there's Miami. If you're, like, Miami Beach PD, you probably got to respond to anything, whether it's high profile or not. How they can vet it, I have no fucking idea.
I mean, but like going into people's house, like,
yeah, that's,
you could do that.
Unopened door. No, that's weird.
No search warrant.
Yeah, that's weird. At least did they knock it down or you said it was unlocked?
It
was
unlocked. They went through the garage door. Did you see Lil Wayne's house, by the way?
Is it like a mall or something?
That shit looked like the Marriott. I'm for real. Like, it's got a swimming pool on the roof. It's ridiculous.
So it probably took them 20 minutes to get in anyway, because there's probably so many different entrances.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
I mean, yeah, there's... That's,
I just don't believe that people was just randomly just making these calls and they just believe in it.
It. I mean, also...
I mean, Birdman is making these calls and people now...
It's one of those things where it's like the boy who cried wolf, though. Right? Like, you can call, you can call, you can call, and the cops can come and they can come and they can come.
Right.
And there's nothing there. But then the one time that they don't show up because they're like, oh, it's a fake.
Right.
Maybe somebody really is bleeding in the tub or some shit. Like, I don't know. That's why they probably have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, we could try it out. Once we get it all equipped, let's make a call to Miami-Dade or Miami PD.
How about this? Let's make a call to maybe 6 or 7 local pizzerias.
Right.
And let's order, like, maybe 30 pies from each pizzeria and have them all sent to Lil Wayne's house.
Yep.
And just see what the end result would be. I mean, if they believe that, why wouldn't they believe us?
True.
I mean, true. I don't know. It's worth a shot.
They want the money.
So, another thing too, before we wrap up, today is a very important day. Today is September 11th, and you know, we all know what happened 15 years ago to this day about the Twin Towers. And you know, it's just kind of like, instead of me like looking back, and I mean, of course, it's totally sad that we had like more than 3,000 people that passed away, and it just makes me reflect on just how blessed I am. A lot of people that lost their lives or dealing with stuff to this day as far as health issues, all of that just pretty much happened like you was at the wrong place and the wrong time. And it just makes me just think about, you know, to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about when that actually happened, like I was like, damn, where was I 15 years ago on that day? And I was like, oh, I was at work, and I was working at an animal hospital in Brooklyn. And I remember that, you know, we tried to all run upstairs and we was like, what the hell is going on? And we could like actually see, even though it was in Brooklyn, we could actually see the smoke and everything from New York City.
Really?
But, you know, do you remember where you were?
I sure do.
Where were you?
I was at my freshman year of high school orientation.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it happened so early in the morning that the whole school was already in the auditorium for the orientation, all that stuff. So you had 500, 600 kids and faculty and everything all in the same room anyway.
Right.
And then the principal or whoever comes up to the podium, you think it's going to start the, because we don't have cell phones then.
Right, right, right.
Nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first announcement, instead of like, hey, welcome, here's the school year, whatever. It was like, guys, like some shit went down, basically.
It was dismissed?
They dismissed school that
day.
Okay. And at that point, that year, I took a bus to school because I went to a different school that year. And the bus left without me because it was just so much confusion.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went to school far away from home.
Mm.
So the principal of the school that day actually had to drive me home about 40 minutes.
Why you?
Because I was the only one left in the school. Literally, on 9/11,
okay.
I was the only one left in this school.
Mm-hmm.
So to this day, I still think about it. We were in his car. And think about now, like, I don't intently listen to the radio at all anymore. You just, you ignore it, or it's music, whatever. That day, driving back to my house at probably 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, we were intently listening to talk radio because they're unfolding new shit, all the stuff that's coming out. And like, I don't really have an affinity for AM radio, but at that time, we were like, we were like what I would imagine my grandparents' generation was, listening to a radio show or something, gathered around. And it's something that I'll never forget. And you know, that is my generation, at least, version of where were you when Kennedy got shot?
Where were
you when the moon landing happened? Where were you when 9/11 happened? Like, I was just starting, embarking this new part of my life. And yeah, like, I will never forget that.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah.
It's a shame. And you know.
So with that being said, you know, of course, I want to end this on a positive note. And you know, just like, you know, be appreciative for what you have, you know, with your loved ones, and don't take certain little things for granted. Don't take, you know, the air that you breathe, the food that we eat. You know, it's okay to just let somebody know that you care about them, because, you know, life is real short.
Yeah.
So you got some homework.
I did. This is a long gestating homework because I was...
So basically, you were gone for 2 weeks and you have absolutely no freaking excuse not to knock this out the fucking park.
Jesus.
You have no excuse. But I just want to know first, what'd you think of the song?
All right, bring everybody up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to do this because this is one of our few segments.
Is this a disclaimer?
No.
Oh, okay.
But every week, Shay assigns me a song to interpret on my own. A song that likely I've never heard before,
okay.
Usually in the hip hop realm, and I have to do my own interpretation of it. This past week was Frank Ocean.
Thinking About You.
Thinking About You.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this song.
Whoa!
I really like it. And to be very honest, like, I don't know if people understand, I am disconnected from pop music, from hip hop, from everything. I don't listen to the radio.
Right.
Whatever. Like, I am just in a time warp of my music.
This is just not entertainment now. This is an educational experience.
Absolutely. This is a learning process for
okay.
me. So I've never heard a Frank Ocean song in my life.
Okay.
And I know that for some
people... Have you ever heard of Frank Ocean?
I know that he exists.
Oh, okay.
Now I know his music. Thank you.
Okay.
but, you know, like, I've been hearing about Frank Ocean for a while. Oh, he's smooth. Oh, he's this. He's cool. So now I actually got to hear it. It was a nice song. There's some nice little jazz chords in the song. Yeah. It was nice to listen to. So it was just a pleasant experience listening to it. It wasn't aggressive. It was just chill and nice.
Right. Chill and nice?
Chill and nice.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
I'm glad you did.
So I'm going to get my guitar.
How about I got a better idea?
What?
How about you get your guitar?
Oh, all right.
This should be so interesting.
I'm going to do my best.
Oh, here we go. There had to be a damn disclaimer.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy they bawl when I'm thinking about you. Oh no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You know, no, no, I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. No, I don't like you. No, I don't like you. I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet. I don't get to fly it, though. I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? 'Cause I've been thinking about forever. What?
I really like that.
Really?
You did damn good.
Thank you. So it was worth the 2 weeks.
Danny, what's happening to you?
Either you're giving me softball.
It's too easy. It's too easy. No, I got to change it up.
There's good song structure.
No, it's...
How about maybe it's like 10% talent, 80% I had 2 weeks, and then like another 10, another 10% you're giving me a softball.
I'm definitely giving you softballs. I'm definitely. I got to toughen this up a little bit.
I hope they like it, though. Please let somebody know. One of us, Lachey Show, hit us up. Please
I liked it
know.
A lot.
Really?
I really did.
You liked
That's
that
like one of my favorite Frank Ocean songs.
Did you like that I didn't do the falsetto? You're okay with that?
Because I wasn't okay with it. Because, you know, in life, you have to struggle sometimes. And
oh, this was a struggle. Trust me.
But why didn't you just go for it?
Because you would have fallen off your chair.
Probably.
Yeah. Like,
but at least I would have got a good side hurt. Like, it would have.
No,
been,
no.
Ah! Like, I wanted to hear that. You know, like.
This isn't train wreck television. You're not just watching it to watch it happen.
But you do have to take chances in life.
I do that every day.
You do?
I go into Manhattan every day.
Well, can you take chances on the song? How about this? I'm going to force you to take a
don't
chance.
Don't you? When I take chances, you're like, it didn't sound like the song. I didn't like it. When I take chances, you
not
shit on
not that way.
You shit
I'm
on it.
I'm talking about...
Falsettos?
Yes.
Fuck that shit. No. Come on.
All right. Well, guess what?
What?
Guess what your homework is.
You didn't even grade this one.
You're right. Let's relax.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
All right. You. All right. Easy. Don't fuck with your grade being nasty, okay?
School just started.
I give you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an A.
Whoa!
I'm going to give you an A. The only reason you did not get an A plus is because, number one, you did not do that falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I heard that little pause there where you
forgot you where you supposed to have came in. But I ain't say nothing. I ain't say nothing.
That was just an artistic choice.
No, that was a good cover up.
You that was an artistic up. Choice.
That's what you did. Anyway, take your A and shut up.
Okay? I will. Thank right. you.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now, are you ready for your homework?
Yes.
Your homework.
Get the pen. Get pen ready.
What is it? Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Are you sure you're ready?
I was born ready.
Oh. Kanye West. Oh,
fuck me already. Fuck. I hate it already.
Ooh, don't knock
I
it.
I do.
No. Don't knock it until...
You try it.
You try it. And the song is called Father Stretch My Hands.
Oh, no. Is this new Kanye, old Kanye?
It's new.
Is it off his new album?
It is off his new album. And
Father Stretch My...
Hands.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, stretch them.
Got it.
You got it?
Yep.
And I'm really, really feeling this song right now.
Okay.
And so with that being said, don't come in here with no bullshit.
Now, my question to you is, if this week was like on a softball scale, what is this? Is this hardball? Is this difficult? Like, where do you see this?
I would say it's mid. Okay. It's not really hard.
Okay.
Panda is hard. You know what I mean?
I feel like Formation was hard. I remember Formation being like, what the fuck?
It was just challenging.
Yeah.
I don't think it was hard. Would you say it was hard?
There's just a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit going on with that song.
I know.
So that's just one
I was trying to
out.
Challenge you, though.
I was challenged.
You have to keep your tool sharp. You understand?
Well said. Yeah. Yeah. Way to manipulate all this.
Right.
I'm trying to help you, Dan.
So right. So with Father Stretch My Hands, uh-huh. It's just sharpening
one blade
it.
Sharpening another.
That's it. I'm preparing you for the panda is what I'm doing. You got
great.
It?
Great. Love it.
All right. So I'm so looking forward to that because I really love that song and I really hope that you do it justice.
Good.
Before we head on out, I just want to also tell, you know, the listeners / viewers that, yo, check out that KG interview that I did on brooklynradio.com, Mixcloud. You could find it, Lachey Show. And it was really good. KG from Naughty by Nature. I appreciate him coming out and supporting. He got a mad crazy discography. And it's worth listening to.
Awesome.
All of the people that you would never even think that he worked with or discovered for that reason. So I loved it. KG is my favorite member of Naughty by Nature. He's mad dope on mad levels. So thank you to KG. And of course, what else? Am I forgetting anything?
Lachey Show on Twitter.
You nasty.
Lachey
too.
Show on Instagram.
You nasty.
Lachey Show on Gmail.
You nasty.
What else?
Lachey Show on Facebook. Lachey Show on Mixcloud.
Yes.
Lachey Show on brooklynradio.com. And another thing too, on social media, don't be a fucking hater. Click like.
Like our
okay,
shit.
Okay, click like. Don't do the Danny and just keep scrolling. When somebody say to you, yo, you like Lachey Show? Yo, I'm really feeling Lachey Show.
And in this case,
like maybe, the shit.
In this case, maybe share it too.
Yeah, I mean.
Share it with your friends.
Yo, we so quick. I'm just saying, I just want to end it on this note though. That, you know, we quick to support people like big name artists and people that's already established or whatever. You know, we coming off from the ground root. You know what I'm saying? Support it. Help us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here, they saying they love this show. We love Danny. We love you, Shay. And all that. Click fucking like. That's what you do. Like.
Can I get up?
Wait. You didn't tell everybody where you could be reached.
You can reach me.
They're going to want to reach you after
right.
that song.
You're right.
Shit.
You could reach me at Danny Love, BITW. I'm repping it today. Best in the world. My boy, CM Punk, had his first MMA fight last night at UFC 203. He got his ass kicked.
CM Punk?
He's the best in the world. He got his ass kicked last night, but I'd like to just say that I respect him. He is my favorite of all time, and much love and support to CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. CM Punk, we love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so everybody, thanks for everybody that watches us on Periscope. And, of course, thanks to all of our listeners that check us out on Mixcloud, on iTunes, and all the listeners that's on brooklynradio.com. Lachey Show. Lachey Show.